Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You are listening to Home. I'm Dean Sharp, the house whisperer, custom home builder, custom home designer, here with you live like I am every weekend, Saturdays from 6 to 8, Sundays from 9 to 11. Welcome. Welcome to the second hour of our fine program. It is a fine program. It's fine. It's fine in the good... Is it... No, it's fine. Like, ooh, this is a fine program. Not, you know, our program's fine. Well, some days it is. Anyway, I am here to help you be an advocate for you as you wrestle with your construction woes, to be a design mentor for you, because when it comes to your home, design matters most. And just a friend helping you build yourself a more beautiful home, a more beautiful life. You know, you could use a friendly voice on a Saturday morning to start off this gorgeous spring day before your pillow fights and your fire walks happen today. It's International Pillow Fight Day, and I almost said Pillow Walk and Firefight Day. It is International Pillow Fight Day, and it's International Fire Walk Day. All right. I want you to transform your home with me and do it more affordably and more artfully than you ever imagine, and that's why we are here. I am telling you the history of wallpaper today because wallpaper is back. It's back. And I don't want you to be freaked out by that, and I want you to understand why it went away for a while. And so we started off in the first hour of the program. I was telling you about the history of wallpaper is really about the Victorian age and how we see that age wrongly, from a skewed perspective from the 21st century, because we think Victorianism is all about fine craftsmanship, handcrafted work. And not that Victorianism isn't about fine craftsmanship, by the way, but the whole idea of hand craftsmanship is exactly 180 degrees opposite of what the Victorians were doing and looking for, because they were living in the dawn and the boom of the Industrial Revolution. And for them, the excitement was machines, machines that were able to mass produce beautiful kinds of moldings and details and all sorts of products that heretofore were only accessible to the ultra wealthy, including paints. You know, Victorian homes are often so brightly painted and colored because the Victorian age was really the first age of mankind where we were truly painting homes. I'm not talking about lime washes for the sake of protecting old walls and things like that. I'm talking about real paint color decisions for the average home. Making you know, choices about blues and yellows and reds and, you know, those kinds of things. The Victorian age is the age of mass-produced paint. Okay, it's the one of the sponsors of our show, Benjamin Moore, 1883. Yeah, and I think they are the second oldest paint company on the planet by just about 2 years. That lets you know this is what was happening in the Victorian age. The explosion of innovation and technology and the ability to have the democratization of art and style into the life of the average person, as opposed to just beauty belonging to the ultra wealthy. And there you go. wallpaper is at the heart of that, because here are these elaborate, beautiful, artistically designed patterns and the kinds of things that you would have to mortgage the house in order to pay an artist to do. And now you've got them on rolls of paper that you can paste up on your wall, and kaboom, there it is. So here's the problem, though. With all of that, you would think, well, Dean, why didn't wallpaper just stay forever? There's something wrong with it, right? No, there's not. There's not. Here's the reason. Simple explanation. You're not going to want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Unfortunately, there's something that always goes hand in hand with making art easily available to the masses, and that is the mass absence of good taste. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. This is not me being a design snob. I promise you. All I'm saying is this. Wallpaper is a powerful and potent design tool. It is powerful. I know I use the metaphor. I use two metaphors. It's like handing a gun to somebody who's never received training in how to use a gun. It is like an inexperienced cook with a bowl full of salt. Salt is one of those amazing cook. I mean, we wouldn't cook without it, right? Salt is such a powerful, it is the spice, right? The spice. In fact, it shouldn't even be classified with other spices, because salt on a molecular level does things that other spices, you know, only wish they did. Salt is a flavor amplifier. It brings out other flavors. It elevates food right to the point when you use too much and you cross over the maximum salt threshold, at which point the potency of salt turns on you. And you all know this, that too much salt, even just a little bit too much salt, can make a meal inedible, right? That's how potent it is. And there is my wallpaper metaphor. So what happened was, with this mass explosion of the availability of this incredibly powerful, I mean, the ability to paste art on your walls, came the mass embrace of wallpaper. And with the mass embrace of wallpaper came ultimately the mass abuse of wallpaper. We all know, you know, what grandma did to her house when she went crazy with the wallpaper. And that is the very thing that we all eventually, designers included, started reacting to in the 60s, the 70s. By the 80s, we were done. We're like, it's over. Let's get this stuff out of here. And now it has been for 20, 30 years at least. We're talking, well, what am I saying? It's been close to 40 years of just plain painted walls everywhere. Clean, plain, don't talk to me about wallpaper. Well, as all things, being cyclical as they are, wallpaper has returned. Why? Because we're getting a little tired of plain walls. And the fact of the matter is, it never should have gone away in the first place. It only needed to get used the right way. So now that the break is over, is that a good idea? The key to finding out whether this is a good idea is going to be whether we've learned the lessons of the past. And we choose now not only to invest in the paper itself, but also to get the design advice that will properly use this amazing medium to transform the spaces that we live in tasteful and artistic ways. And when we come back, I'm going to explain to you some of the parameters for using wallpaper, why you should, but how you don't oversalt the meal. There you go, right? All right, put down the gun and step away just for a few moments. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. So much more to come. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. No.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Feeling like a little kid.
KFI. Dean Sharp, the house whisperer at your service. Sam, is that one of the songs that your son, your four-year-old son, loves, or is that an homage to Wallpaper still hanging in there?
A lot of column A, and I guess a little of column B.
All right, there you go. It's a twofer. All right, we're talking Wallpaper today. I have told you the scandalous saga of Wallpaper. Scandalous. The interesting saga of Wallpaper. I hope you have a new appreciation for it. That's the goal today. Not to be wary of it, but to have a healthy respect for wallpaper. Why? Because it's powerful. It's the way you approach a loaded weapon or that shaker of salt when it comes to spicing up your food. Will it help? Undoubtedly, it will help. Is there a threshold where you can go too far? Oh, yes. And too many people going too far is what resulted in wallpaper actually going out of style for almost a half century because of its uses and abuses. To be able to put patterns and color and that kind of potency up on your wall, you want to know what you're doing. You want to get advice. If there's any area where the idea of soliciting creative advice from those who know, who can see, whose job it is to help shape creative visions, wallpaper is one of those areas, whether it's an interior decorator, a designer, what have you. Get advice before you just pull the trigger, literally, with the wallpaper. But don't hesitate to consider it an option. So what does that mean? Well, wallpaper is a potential great benefit these days for so many reasons. It's a personal touch that can add just an intimacy to a room, a customization to a room. Millennials especially, wallpaper has seen this massive revival. They've really led the charge, and I think for a couple of reasons. One, a lot of millennials, not all, but a lot of millennials tend to be sort of minimalist. I don't know if it's just because of that's their philosophical tendency or whether they just don't have enough money to have much stuff. But either way, there is a minimalism that tends to run with millennial design, and wallpapering is a way of bringing detailing into a room without there being more stuff in the room. Think about that. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's a fuller visual aspect of the room without more stuff. Also, I think millennials are generally too young to have that bad taste sense memory in their mouths about wallpaper in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so as a result, they're not as afraid to approach it. They are leading the charge. And rightly so. Today's wallpapers are very, very different from old school in terms of, not so much in terms of design. You can still find, in fact, there's never been a time when it's like fashion. Everything is on the table, every imaginable wallpaper style from all the way back. In fact, Tina and I are planning on doing a small area on our bedroom ceiling in the next few weeks. And we've been sifting through, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, babe, that we are actually picking an original William Morris design from the late 1800s. So everything from the initial legendary wallpaper print designs all the way up to photographic murals. You got a picture of your family that you love and you want to plaster it across one of the walls in your kid's room? Guess what? Yeah, it can be done today like never before. So the materials themselves are better than ever. Being able to remove them in the future, easier than ever. In fact, there's a whole new family of wallpaper. I don't want you to get the wrong impression when I say peel and stick. It's not contact paper. But there's a whole new area of high-end wallpaper that are very thick, lovely textured, and that have kind of a friction adhesive on the back in which you could do an entire room, expect it to last for a long time, and then when the time comes, just peel up one of the corners and voomp, right off the wall, it comes. Yeah. Or think about this. If you were thinking about DIYing this yourself, that is the very kind of wallpaper that you would want to play with, because there's no wet adhesives. And so if you get it wrong, you can pull the sheet back off, reposition it, get it aligned just right. So that's the idea. Now, there are a few tips that I want to share with you regarding wallpaper, what the kinds of things that you could use, and how you should go about testing out using a particular wallpaper in a particular space. And we're going to get back to that. But first, when we return, it is time for us to return again to the phones. The number to reach me at 833-2-ASK-DEAN. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Your call's up next. Okay, now I believe that this is absolutely music that Sam's four-year-old son likes. I like it. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. That's me. We've been talking about wallpaper today. I've got some more things to share with you. Thanks. Shout out to George, who emailed me with, hey, did you know bubble wrap actually started out as a textured wallpaper? It's true. I had to look it up. I wasn't sure. I'm like, is that true? Yeah, it's true. Bubble wrap. A couple of guys in the 50s trying to make a, starting with a shower curtain and then attempting to make a textured wallpaper, discovered it wasn't as popular as they thought it would be. Also, when you put it on the wall, your four-year-old granddaughter would just go in and all you would hear in the bathroom is pop, 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 and then you got the gross, ugly, popped wallpaper. Yeah, that was a no-go. But good for wrapping packages. So, you know, silver lining. Anyway, thanks, George, for that. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the history of wallpaper, that it's reorienting your thinking. All right, it's time to go to the phones. So let's do it. Charles, welcome home.
Is that me, Dean?
That's Carol? You. That's you, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling you from New York State. Dean, I've got a signed contract with a company that installs replacement shower stall assemblies. I want to break the contract. The company is a franchise entity of a national chain. I exceeded the 3 business day cancellation period afforded by state law. I've made a $200 deposit on having the work done. The contract price for this is $8,800. I have postponed having the work done each month for 3 months. The contracted shower install is a clad application over existing walls. I want to nullify the contract because I want the room gutted due to the house being over 50 years of age, and having somebody smarter than me look at it and say, you really ought to gut the room because of suspicion of water damage and mold that's underneath the ceramic tile. My basis for having the work postponed has been that they originally quoted me and they said, let us put this in and then you can replace your floor. And I, in talking to somebody else, they said, well, your ceramic floor, I'd recommend that you have it replaced before they do their work. But anyway, their application is a cladding. Again, I'm looking at $8,800. And after talking to somebody else, I really want to gut the room. And I'm just wondering, can I get out of the contract?
Well, yeah, you can get out of the contract, but I don't know if you're going to get your $200 deposit back. That's the thing. And by the way, Charles, the same holds true for California as far as, you know, home improvement contracts have a 3-day right of refusal or change your mind. I forget what that's called. Bill Handel would know that later today, but it's the idea of buyer's remorse. It's that kind of thing. I personally am, you know, I'm just telling you, I don't want to downplay $200, Charles, but I'll tell you right now, it's worth every penny if you don't proceed with that. I, as you could imagine, am not at all in any way, shape, or form a fan of the cover over your existing stuff with fiberglass resin panels and redo your shower and tub area magically overnight kind of a deal. They are way overpriced. They overpromise in terms of that stuff. And at the end, what do you have? You got a plastic bathroom. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And I don't mean to offend anybody who's had that work done, but that's not my idea of what it means to redo a bathroom, especially in your case when there are potentially underlying issues like moisture problems and things like that. So, yeah, you know what? For nearly $9,000, there are a lot of inexpensive ways of redoing your bathroom in classic materials, even if it was just white $2 a square foot subway tile, ceramic tile. But redoing showers and shower pans and that the like, you can get a long way on that kind of a budget and end up with something really beautiful and that will last another 50 plus years, as opposed to these resin fiberglass covers, which are, I think everybody should view them as disposable. You can tell me all day long, oh, this has got a 10-year warranty or 15-year. Okay, it's going to crack. It's going to crack. It's going to fail. And I guarantee you, 10 years down the road, when it's scratched or it's yellowed or whatever, whatever have you, you're going to want to pull it out anyway. So I think that you are not under obligation to move forward with them as a company. But they may have the legal right to retain the deposit. You may have lost your deposit, that's all. But you can simply give them a call and say, guys, sorry. Ask them, I would really love it if you would return my deposit. But if they get sticky with it, they probably have the law on their side in that regard because of the contract law in California and New York being written that way. But it's $200 and it's a cautionary tale, it's a lesson learned. But yeah, turn the corner now. Avoid going down that road. That's my advice to you, my friend. Thank you for waiting so patiently. I wanted to make sure I addressed that with you before we went. All right. Do we have room for one more? We really don't. I'm sorry. Okay. When we return, some final thoughts for you on how to approach this subject of wallpapering your house. Okay, Dean, I'm excited. It's an option. I know it's something I can do now. So give me some advice. All right, I will, because you asked. You are home with
Lucky Land Slots. You can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. KFI. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Welcome home. Sammy the Beagle has joined us in studio. Here for his complimentary ear rub from Mom. Hello, Sam.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Not you, you little poop eater. Oh, you're a good boy. You're just a little insane, that's all. That's what rescue dogs get sometimes. There you go. Arr. All right. Just enjoying my dog. Sorry. We are talking about wallpaper. I've got some closing thoughts for you in that regard. First of all, Tina has posted to social media some inspiring photos for you. That's the best way to put them. From various sources, just to give you an idea of what wallpaper can do. So, what's with your phone there? That's some funky noise. So where is it all over social media? Instagram, Facebook, even links on Twitter.
Just photos.
Okay, good. So just go to At Home with Dean, check it out, and you'll see kind of the stuff that we're talking about. Number two, yes, you should be nervous about using wallpaper. Not because it's out. It's not. It's in. Not because it's difficult. It's not. It's easier than ever. The quality of the material and the quality of the design and all of that, all right? You should be nervous about using wallpaper like you should be nervous handing the keys of the family car to the 16-year-old who is going out for the first time on their own with their new driver's license. Because it's powerful. Because it's powerful, and wallpaper should be used responsibly from a design perspective. That's all. That's why you should be nervous, because it's so potent. And that should simultaneously give you pause and encourage you that it's something worth going for. Is he digging a hole to China down there? He's burrowing into something. All right, number three. Here are some tips. Get samples home, just like paint, just like paint. Okay, even more important than paint samples, getting them. Get samples of wallpaper home. You can order them online from websites, or if you go down to your local decor store, they'll let you check out books. You bring them home. Get them home. Get them into the room that you're talking about. Get them into the light of that room. Evaluate them day, night, artificial light, natural daylight. Examine the size of the pattern relative to the size of the room. All of these things have to be taken into account. And if you're absolutely not 100% sure still after that, then commit to a test roll. Okay, it's worth it. It's worth the $50, $60, $100 sometimes, depending on, you know, $200. I know it's expensive stuff, but if again, it's an investment in the decor of the room. So if you're narrowing it down and you're just like, if you're at that point and you're teetering, best advice always, and I do this with all sorts of materials. I'll say, hey, commit to a couple of boxes of flooring material, spread it out in a larger thing other than that little 6x6 inch sample that they gave you of your wood floor. Commit to a couple of boxes, right? Check it out. Commit to a roll of wallpaper. Check it out. Hang it up, pin it up on the wall to make sure that it works. Because if it does, you will never regret it. If it doesn't, you will never regret it, spending the money to make sure that it is the right one. If you're just starting your wallpapering career, designing career, start with a small room. Now, I'm not saying only do a feature. Some of you are thinking, oh, Dean's just going to recommend that we just do a feature wall in a room and not go crazy with the whole thing. That's fine, but I have no issue with you wallpapering an entire room. But if you're just starting out, you know, one of the more foolproof ways of approaching this is start with a small space, like a powder room. A powder room is like wallpaper 101, and go crazy in there. Just go crazy with it. Have a lot of fun, okay? Go bold or go home when it comes to a powder room, especially a powder room that might be buried in the middle of the house with no windows, no light source in there. You can just, you know what? You can have a lot of fun in there. Try a ceiling. Don't rule out ceilings. The wallpaper that Tina and I, we've already got wallpaper in our house in a couple of spots, but the new wallpaper that we're planning on is not for the walls of our bedroom, but for the ceiling. I'm going to create a medallion around our central light fixture out of wood molding up there. And outside the medallion will be the regular ceiling texture. Inside the medallion will be a William Morris wallpaper. So there you go. And then here's the thing, and this is maybe the best advice that I could give you over the radio in regards to wallpaper. Don't overdo patterns in a room. Now, I'm not talking about the wallpaper. I'm saying this. Plain walls are what is recommended for furniture that has a lot of printed patterning on it, okay? If the furniture has heavy patterning, let the walls be plain so that the contrast between the two shows off the furniture and the wall. If the walls are going to have an intense fabric patterning to them, okay, or a wallpaper pattern, then what do we set in that room in front of those walls? more plainly wrapped. Now, I'm not talking about the detailing of the furniture. I'm talking about the upholstery, plain, non-patterned upholstery, solid color upholstery. Do you understand? The difficulty is pattern on pattern. One of the most atrocious sins ever in the history of wallpapering, maybe the pinnacle, is imagine like a yellow flowered wallpaper pattern wrapping all four walls in a room. And then the drapes, same pattern. And yes, you can order the same patterns in draperies. So suddenly the drapes are the color of the wallpaper and the bedspread is the pattern of the wallpaper and the chair is the pat. Oh my goodness. I have one word for that.
Run.
No. No. Stop it. No. I'm not talking to you, Sam, but I will in a moment. Same word. No. All right. That's the essence of it. Now, where do you look for this stuff? Sherwin-Williams is actually the nation's largest producer and retailer of wallpaper. Go to Sherwin-Williams and look at their online wallpaper. Muralswallpaper.com, walltat.com, T-A-T, like tattoo, walltat.com. Wallpaper Direct, that's a source that Tina uses quite often. And go down to your local decor store because you know what? Have fun with it. And there's nothing quite so fun as immersing yourself in a room full of wallpaper books and just fiddling through, because not only do you get to see them, you get to touch them, feel them, especially if they're textured. It's an irreplaceable experience. All right, my friends, tomorrow, room additions, doing them right. And believe me, oh, you can do them wrong. So you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. We'll be back here again from 9 to 11. Thanks again for spending the morning with me. Handle on the Law is up next. I'll be back tomorrow. Whatever your plan is for this beautiful day, get out there, be intentional, be kind, and get busy building yourself a beautiful life. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.